text this morning for us. If you'd open your Bibles this morning to the book of Exodus in chapter 2. Exodus chapter 2. Go to the first book of the Bible and turn right one more book. Sure. And we're going to read the first 10 verses here for our opening text this morning. Exodus chapter 2, 1 through 10.
And men of the house of Levi went into as wife and daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, daubed it with asphalt and pitch, put the child in it, and laid it in the reeds by the river bank. And his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. Then the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river. And her maidens walked along the riverside, and when she saw the ark in one of the reeds, she sent her maid to get it. And when she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. So she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrew's children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew woman, that she may nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the maiden went and called the child's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. So she called his name Moses, saying, "Because I drew him out of the water."
You know, this morning we're celebrating a day given in honor to mothers and in this country for many years, and there's quite a history tradition about that, but we have so many wonderful examples in the Word of God of some godly mothers that I think that we could look at and learn a lot from. If anyone that is, there are many godly mothers among us, and I know that those that of us that have had a godly mother have truly been blessed, and that's something that a treasure that we'll have, I know, for the rest of our lives. Unfortunately, there are some that haven't had that experience, and that's a sad thing. Abraham Lincoln once said what did he say? he once said that no man is poor that has had a godly mother, and that I believe is certainly true. There's an old Spanish saying that says 1 ounce of mother is worth more than a ton of priest. And I believe that is certainly true as well. But in the scriptures that we're looking at today, I think that we see so many characteristics of a very godly mother that we can all learn from. And I don't want to give the impression that this is a message just for mothers, because there is something in these verses that I believe God has for all of us, whether saved or unsaved, whether a mother, a father, or a child, no matter where we're at in our life, there's some things in these words that are certainly applicable and meaningful for us, if we would could recognize them. And so in these verses, we're introduced to the mother of Moses. I think the most common pronunciation of her name is Jochebed. Now, as I looked it up in some of the references, it actually had Jochebed as probably the proper pronunciation. But for purposes of just commonality, I guess, I'll call her Jochebed today. But Jochebed had some attributes and characteristics that, like I said, are meaningful to all of us. That if we look at and what's presented to us about her that are important truths and characteristics that we might recognize and seek to honor in our lives as well. First of all, I'd like to look at the qualifications, if you will, of Jochebed or Jochebed as being a portrait of a godly mother. In that she was an Israelite. She was of God's chosen people. She was also of the tribe of Levi, which at later time had would be the tribe of the priests and those that had the duty of caring for the tabernacle and serving in the temple and such. And this is one thing that and she obviously had a close relationship with God. And this is something that is still applicable, I think, today. That first thing that would be important is to have that relationship with God. And for someone, a mother to be a godly mother, first and foremost, she must be saved and have that relationship with God. But, you know, it doesn't stop there. Any family member, whether the father or even the child itself, needs to have that relationship with God, needs to be saved. And that is the number one first qualification. And if I may just hesitate there for a moment, really, to share a truth, is that no matter who you are, that is needed. I mean, a relationship with God is really more important than your next heartbeat or the next breath you take or the next plan of action that you might be counting on. Is that you, number one, first and foremost, are saved by His grace, that you have that relationship with Him. And this is one thing we see clearly in these verses that Jochebed did have, that she did have this relationship with God. And the evidence is that she was that her and her family both had, her husband were faithful servants of the Lord. And so much so that it expressed courage in her actions. And she made some very courageous action. First of all, you know, in verse 2, I mean, she see that she defied the decree of the time. If you go back to the previous chapter and look in verses 15 through 22, you see that the Pharaoh had called for the death of the male children of the Hebrews and called for the midwives to kill them. And when they refused, and God bless the midwives even, He had called for them to be cast into the Nile River and to be killed that way. But Jochebed had the courage to make a stand and make a stand against what the king wanted and what the world wanted at the time, which would have certainly been the death of her son. And so many times, that is something that I think that we can take note of for today. Maybe not in such an extreme circumstance, but that mothers and parents take a stand for their children against something that is certainly wrong. Certainly turning them over to the ways of the world, which so many times means certain death. That we would make a stand for God, make a stand to take action to do the right thing. But Jochebed certainly did that in this case, and showed great courage in doing so. She also, showed great courage too. And also faith and confidence in what she did in placing him in this basket of reeds. This says an ark. It just simply means a box, a container made out of reeds and things. And it was courageous of her to disobey, but also very courageous to trust the will of God. I mean, this exemplifies, again, her relationship with God, and her courage, but her confidence and faith. In Hebrews 11 and verse 23, her and her husband both are mentioned for their faithfulness and their confidence in the will of God. And trusting her action, making their choices based on His will, and turning Moses over to Him, that is God, other than the world. And so many times, that's something that's so much needed today. I mean, we're hard pressed so many times to find someone, a parent or mother that will turn their child over to God in God's ways, and not just leave their child for the world to deal with or to take care of or to do with what they will, but to make that stand and to bring up in the nurturing ways of God. And this took a great act of faith on Jochebed's part, in that she certainly didn't really know the outcome of what her son would be, but she knew that she had to turn over to the trust and the will of God. And at some point, when our children are grown, those of us that have children, we know that at some point we're going to have to trust our children over to God. And that doesn't mean to just turn our back on them by any means. But we do have to trust them that hopefully we've given them the nourishment and of God's Word and a good example of godliness in our lives that they might have and carry on in their lives. But Jochebed demonstrated this. You could tell by her action and her deed that this was a part of her life. And that's an important thing to point out, too, is that it was by action, not just word. I read a story about a man that had a young child, and the child asked him, he says, you know, what is a Christian? And this man took quite a bit of time, sat down with him, and explained all these different aspects of what he thought a Christian was, and thought he'd done a pretty good job of describing what a Christian was, and thought he kind of did a good job of describing who, you know, that him as well. And until he got kind of shot down when his son says, well, Dad, have I ever met one? I certainly hope that would not be the case with any of us. And then on the other side of the street there, another story I read about a godly man who had a young boy. And tragically, he had was in a hospital and had undergone many exhausting tests and prodding and probing and things. And he was very sick, young man. And the father had gotten news from the doctors after these tests that his son was not going to live very much longer, that he was... terminal disease, and that it's probably just going to be a matter of days until he would die. And you know, the father prayed about this and how to tell the son, and he's walking in the hospital to go talk to his son, and heavy on his heart about this. And he sits down with his son and he shares the scripture with him, and he prays with his son, and he says, you know, son, says, you know, the doctors can't promise you, but just, you know, a few more days. He says, are you scared about meeting Jesus? And he kind of blinks some tears, and he says, you know, Dad, no. He says, because if he's anything like you, then he'll be okay. And that's a wonderful testimony. I mean, it's so sad that someone so young... In your blossom of life would be faced something like that. But at least what a wonderful thing that he'd recognize his dad in his dad some of the qualities of the Lord. And that's what I pray for parents, mothers, and parents, and any of us that we take for our children and those that someday will have children. It's those qualities that the Lord might show through us. Not just in word, but indeed, in the way we live our lives, in the way we prioritize things in our lives. But certainly she exemplified a lot of faith in her actions. She exemplified faith too in placing in those reeds and leaving him there and trusting the Lord's will to be done there. But you know, she also showed faith too in that, as it turned out, that she and her sister got to nurse Moses as he was raised. And she was faithful in teaching him the ways of God and the proper ways of worship God, the proper ways of living your life as a godly person, and giving the right reverence to God. And knowing that, you know, she probably had no idea, I'm sure, of the plans God had for Moses. But she was faithful in raising him in a godly way. And we see examples of that in Moses' life, and making the choices that he did and making the stands that he did. That obviously he was raised prepared to make stands for God himself. And though he felt inadequate in many ways, he served God in many wonderful ways. As the one that led the whole nation of Israel out of bondage and was the lawgiver for the Lord to Israel. But she was faithful in her nurturing and her upbringing of Moses. And this is a wonderful characteristic or an attribute an example that we could all hold on to. It could not have been easy in those circumstances. I mean, it's hard to really imagine, you know, the setting in that time and the circumstance. But and as Moses was being raised as the Pharaoh's daughter's son, she still, God gave her that opportunity to raise him in a godly fashion. And that speaks to the charity that Jochebed also demonstrated, in that she gave of herself. She gave of herself in this effort of raising him, and gave of herself in giving her son to God. You know, and it's really, she's, like I said, she gave her son over to God, which is something that we should do with our children. We should be willing to give our children over to God, knowing that that's what's going to be best. Not just to let the world have their way with them. You know, it's not, to me, any type of success if our children don't know the love and the grace of God. If they are not shown by example the many wonderful things of God and His love expressed, and the salvation that He offered them, and the right choices to make, and the ways to live our life in a godly fashion. You know, Jochebed gave her son to God, but to me, that just kind of points to what God did for us. He gave His son for us that were so undeserving. And Jochebed did not know that she was giving her son over to God, that God would use him in such a mighty way. I don't believe. But God certainly knew what He was doing when He gave His son over to us for the unworthy sinners, that we might have eternal salvation. You know, and as our Sunday school lesson this morning made some wonderful points of what took place on that cross. God gave His son to suffer the penalty and the punishment that we might not have to. Through His death, that we might have eternal life. And one of the things that I've come to recognize that took place on that cross, you know, it always just stops me in my tracks when I stop and consider that the Scripture that tells us that Jesus became sin for us. I mean, it's one thing to try to contemplate the horrible suffering that took place, but for the sinless, the holy, the pure God to become sin for us. people never really quite comprehend what a sacrifice that is. For the holy, pure, sinless God to become a murderer, to become a child molester, to become a liar and a thief, to become all these horrible things, a terrorist, all these things that we are aware of as being so horrible in this world. He became on that cross for us and was punished for it. It's hard for me to just, I can't get a handle on it. But one thing I know, as hard as that is to really grasp, He did it willingly and lovingly for us, for you and me, that we might have eternal life. Jochebed acted in faith and giving her son over to God and the will of God and that basket of reeds. I'm sure praying that for the best outcome. She knew she could follow the will of the king and kill him. Or the same river that brought the death we see in the previous chapter, verse 22, to the babies of Israel, of the Hebrews. She left to the will of God to try to give him life. Just turn him over to God. And God given us his son, certainly knowing what he was doing, giving us life. But you know, the wonderful thing about this is these deeds of faith, this relationship that Jochebed had with God, and acting in faith and being faithful in her motherly upbringing and godly upbringing of Moses, had led to wonderful rewards. Though she may never had seen them or grown to recognize them fully, I'm sure God has rewarded her in glory. Because God did use Moses in a mighty way. An unassuming person, someone that was certainly not good at speech, was not an articulate person by the world standards, had many problems. But because he had a heart for God and was raised by a godly mother, he, in a godly way, God could use him. And he did in a wonderful and mighty way. Of course, he led the nation of Israel out of slavery. God was able to use him. And he acted in faith all throughout his life in many instances, over and over and over again, against all odds. He witnessed the thousands, if not millions, trying to turn them to the Lord or back to the Lord when they went astray. And as none of this could have taken place if it wasn't for a faithful and godly mother that he had. We don't know how God may use our children. But we do know that we, from the Word of God, that we have a responsibility to be faithful to God and to give our children to Him and to teach Him His ways. But not only do we give our children to God, but we give our children all the God that we know. That's why it's important that we search the Scriptures daily ourselves, as the Word of God commands us, and that we gain understanding that we might share with them, that they might grow and gain understanding. Excuse me. Because it's so important. I mean, there are many wonderful examples in the Word of God of some mothers, godly mothers, and I think Jochebed is one of those that's right up there. I mean, it has to be right up there with any of them. Because not only did she have that relationship with God, but she acted in such faith. And then she followed through with such faith. Like I said, that she was even mentioned in the Hall of Faithful in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 23. For this. And I think it's a wonderful example for all of us today. Whether we are a mother or father or brother or sister, whatever, that we can gain understanding and certainly application from in our lives as we grow. And as I begin, I know those that have certainly benefited from an upbringing from a godly mother is a blessing that is beyond all others, I believe. Because I don't know of anything other than what the love of God teaches us, that His love is stronger than the love of a mother for her child. The love of a godly mother. And it's something that the Word of God teaches us we should honor. And not just on Mother's Day, but we should honor our mothers at all times. For that dedication, that love, that sacrifice, that commitment, that is a wonderful example. That protection that offered us. And at this time, I'm going to close and ask Brother Ricky to bring a song of invitation and ask us to kind of search our hearts and see if there's anything that in our hearts that we need to get right with in our relationship with God, or if there's anything that the Lord is working with in our hearts and our lives, where He might move us to be in a closer walk or area of obedience or seek an area of forgiveness.